The black and white photo shows the interior of a large room. On one side, a group hangs out on chairs and sofas. Only one person looks toward the camera, a uniformed private lounging in a seat with a bottle in hand. Next to him, a sergeant leans over a woman wiping her eye, and people sit around them, one couple caught in a moment of laughter. On the other side of the room, a girl in white ankle socks and a dark skirt sits next to a man, the only one in the photo not wearing a uniform. She looks at something out of the frame. Myrtle Olson thinks she can recall the man sitting next to her.
I don't remember his name. I don't know if I ever knew it. But I think he was in the 201st Infantry. I married a man from the 201st Infantry.
There were many such occasions to meet servicemen. Olson remembers live music and mingling.
We had chaperone ladies that took us to the dance, and we went there in a command car, or they picked us up. Or certain girls, they had us send us invitations to attend their dances when they held dances here in Kodiak.
She says she got a lot of practice, even outside those events.
My sister and I, we used to dance alone at home a lot, my younger sister and I. And that's how come I know all these songs. We played that wind-up phonograph all the time, changed the needles.
Olson, whose mother was a local and father was from Norway, has warm memories of her childhood in Kodiak.
It was the nicest little place to grow up. Us girls had our playhouses. And we had chickens. We'd take the eggs and we'd put them in our mud pies.
She says they'd wander around town and along the beaches.
We'd walk to the cannery where it was, and to be forget-me-nots and wildflowers and berries to pick.
As a teenager, she also worked at the local photo shop after school.
We learned to print and to dry them and roll them. You take the orders downstairs where they had their store and sold curios and Alaska stuff. And then in the back was the photo place. And so that's where a lot of us Kodiak girls learned our photography.
She says she met her first husband in town, and she moved with him when he transferred off-island, but they eventually returned. She and some members of her family are still in Kodiak. I'm Kayla DeRoche.